Welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly conversation with area leaders about how to persevere during uncertain times. Now here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. Good to have you listening along to our program today. Our guest today is Eber Phelps, a well-known name, but we're talking about Habitat for Humanity. It's a U.S. non-governmental, non-profit organization, but their goal is to help families build and improve the places they call home. What a neat goal to have. Eber, good to have you on the program today.
Always good to talk to you, Gary.
Well, tell me a little bit about where Habitat for Humanity is right now, because Habitat in Hays, the Restore, is located at the mall. It's what used to be, for those of us that have been around for a few years, the old Firestone building on the south end of the mall complex there in Hays. But I understand there's some changes going on there.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of goals with Habitat for Humanity and helping people. And so one of the requirements of Habitat International is that, you know, you have various fundraising events. So Restore is actually the fundraising arm of the Habitat for Humanity, especially here in the local level. So we don't really have, send out fundraising letters or have fundraising events, but we do have our Restore. Most recently, it's in, as you mentioned, the Firestone building, which most recently was the G&L tire store. But we've been in there for, I'm not even sure how many years now, but we recently found out that that property had been sold. And subsequently, we've been on the search for a new building, a new location. And we're kind of getting down to the wire where we have to vacate that building. And of course, we're going to be open this Saturday. And then after the Memorial weekend, we'll have to get serious about storing things and continue our search for a new location.
Well, that leaves me with several questions. First off, this weekend, are you having a big sale to clear out the store?
Actually, it's been kind of ongoing. We've had kind of half price sales going on now for at least the last two Saturdays and previous Tuesday. And that'll continue this weekend and probably even further reductions in merchandise. We've obviously moved a lot of stuff by having that half price sale. And by the way, we've got a real kind of loyal group of customers that, you know, over the years that I've been there, I see these people coming in from surrounding communities as well as in Hays on a pretty regular basis, you know, looking for various things for their, you know, their various tools or, you know, items. And we have a lot of crafters, you know, come in there looking for things to do their craft projects. So this weekend, we'll probably further reduce a lot of merchandise, especially the big stuff. As I mentioned, most of us are retired. And so we want to lighten our load, as they say. And especially with larger furniture, we'd like to move as much as that as possible. So that's kind of our goal this weekend.
So what about a new location? Have you had any luck at all looking for a location? Because you have a nice building there, but as I understand it, there's been it was donated or helped gifted to Habitat, but trying to find a building of that size in a great location might be kind of difficult.
Yeah, the mall has been very gracious in letting us use that building rent-free. We are responsible for the utilities. But we look at reality here and the fact that we have a Vine Street frontage, you know, the main business corridor there coming in off interstate. We are not going to probably find a Vine Street location with that kind of a setup. It'd probably be, pretty expensive rent. So we've kind of resolved ourselves to looking, you know, all over the community, even on the outside edges of Hays. We have a couple promising, locations, but it's yet to be determined. We have to get our board together and see exact and our accountant to see exactly what we can afford as far as either buying and, you know, owning our own building and or, leasing a building. So we've got everybody, looking. I got a you know, realtor looking for us. In addition to that, after the article on Hayes Post, that resulted in a lot of people, you know, calling me or other board members and, you know, saying, have you checked this building out or have you checked that out? And of course, we have a ideal location out there, as I mentioned, with the Vine Street frontage. But, you know, parking's always, you know, an important thing, too, because you can get pretty crowded in there on a busy Saturday. So I've seen a couple of buildings, you know, that have really bad egress and ingress and, you know, parking issues. So we're still in the hunt. I'm very optimistic. I think something's going to arise here any day, and I hope it's in the next couple of days.
Hey, sounds good. Well, you know, one thing that you talk about Habitat, building people's homes, you're in the process of right now constructing or helping rebuild and refurbish a couple of homes in Ellis County. Tell me about those.
Well, that's correct. We have a couple houses now in our inventory, I guess you could say. And one of them is located in Ellis. And there's several criterion we have to meet with Habitat. And one of the things is we have to have a qualified loan officer. And so we've recently embarked on getting a new qualified loan officer, or QLO. And we've had about three financial institutions here step forward willing to do that for us. So one of the things we're going to do here in a short order would be to get a family into the house in Ellis, which is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home. And then we recently purchased a home here in Hayes on Oak Street that got a group of volunteers just raring to go. And we purchased this house knowing that there wasn't a great deal of refurbishing needing to take place. In other words, it had, you know, it had steel siding on it, a new roof, a 2-year-old HVAC system, upgraded plumbing and electrical. So we can get in there in pretty short order and, you know, get some painting done on the interior and possibly, well, I've got bids for new windows. And so we hope to get that going. And I think we've got applications in for that house. It's a small house, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And I believe we've got a single mother and a child interested in that. And I believe they qualify for that. So hopefully we can get that done pretty soon.
We'll talk about this. What a neat project doing something like that, helping somebody find a home. How do you get into the loop to be considered for one of these homes?
Well, there's an application process, and it involves, you know, your obviously it's income based, but it's also, you know, you have to have, you know, an income through, you know, employment. So there's employment types of things in there so that, you know, a person can actually, you know, pay for and make the payments on the house. The way we operate, or at least have been, is that we have purchased the home. And so Habitat Ellis County owns that home. We will in turn sell that. So to an individual. And so we're going to get into a possibility here of where we'll sell that mortgage. In the past, I think Habitat just kept, you know, was the mortgager and would receive the payments. But we feel that if we can sell the mortgage, get some money, we can, you know, turn around and buy another home or two.
Boy, sounds fun. Volunteers, I've heard that come up several times. Eber, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk about volunteers because you have a great team and somebody out listening might want to help out. Our guest today is Eber Phelps with Habitat for Humanity. Back with more after this.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.
Welcome back to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. And One of those leaders is right here, Eber Phelps, Habitat for Humanity. Eber, we're talking about the number of times you've mentioned volunteers, whether it be at the Restore or whether it be helping. You said you had a group of volunteers ready to jump into this house to get it refurbished. And how do you become a volunteer and why?
Well, a lot of people, the way I did was I just showed up out at the Restore. And I think that's about how everybody else did. Either that or we had two longtime co-managers, Val Carl and Lori Dreiling, and a lot of people would just contact them. But there's, you know, a form you fill out. Habitat requires that so that, you know, you're actually a volunteer there and covered by.
So does it ask you if you can use a hammer or a saw or anything like that? Do you have any requirements?
Not really.
You're actually building a house or repairing a house.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, a good example was when I became board president, one of the goals I had was I wanted the first priority was to get this house in Ellis ready to go. And so I started talking to different people that were actual volunteers. In addition to that, just people that I knew, you know, in Hayes. And I mentioned that we wanted to get a work day or two scheduled and go over and finish this house in Ellis, which had had a previous, you know, had quite a bit of remodeling done in it. So at any rate, we had a day scheduled, and lo and behold, about 12 people showed up. And of those 12 people, there was somebody that was a carpenter, somebody that was a plumber, a lot of us that were not real skilled at anything in particular, but what do they say, jack of all trades and master of none.
I'd fit into that category, Eber.
Yeah, so we had everything from a couple high school students over there, retired teachers. And so we thought it was going to take several days. We got that house done in one day. So it's ready to go. The only thing that's been holding us up, we had to get a QLO lined up, qualified loan officer. Now this house over in Hayes here, the one on Oak Street, we had an open house for any volunteers and board members, you know, to come and look at the house. And gosh, everybody showed up. And so even people that, heard about us doing work over in Ellis and so forth, I think every time I see them, they go, when are we going to go to work on that house in on Oak Street? And so if they're listening, it's going to be pretty soon. I think probably shortly after Memorial Weekend, we'll go over there. And as I mentioned, it's not going to require a lot. We had I went over there the other day and we mowed and picked weeds and put a nice little table and chair into a breakfast nook. So anybody, if they want to volunteer on that effort, just contact me or get a hold of Val Carl or come out this weekend to Restore and we'll get your name.
Here's a local website you can go to. It's HFHEC. That would be Habitat for Humanity, EllisCounty.org. So just the initials off of that, HFHEC.org. You can go there, and there's a local Facebook page that has photos of some of the projects you're working on, correct?
That's correct.
So just type in Habitat. Tell us the store hours for this weekend and invite everybody out to help clean out that store so you can get moved to your new location at some point in the future.
We have the same hours every day that we're open, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And that's usually, we get out there a little bit earlier than that. So we got a lot of regulars that come in there about every Saturday. They'll show up about 8:30, between 8:30 and 9. And a lot of those people aren't really regular volunteers, although when they get there in the morning, they start helping do things, you know, and then they're there for a while and then they find whatever they're looking for and leave. Same way at 2 o'clock, that's our closing time, but oftentimes it kind of extends beyond that if somebody's still in the store and making purchases. But as I said, 9 to 2.
Are you guys still accepting things, or you've shut that off until you get rid of stuff and you find a new location?
Means we're kind of, I don't want to say in limbo, but we really haven't been taking contributions or donations in the last two Saturdays. Kind of selective, in other words. So we haven't been taking any big furniture and things like that. And most people are aware of that. So we haven't really been taking any, and look forward to getting into a new location though, and see that stream of items come in, because people have been really good about contributing, merchandise, lawn furniture, home furniture, house furnishings, and so forth. And what's really neat, one thing I point out is that, 30 years ago, perhaps a lot of those things went into the landfill. And nowadays, with the ARC and the Community Assistance Center and Goodwill and the Habitat Restore, all these items are getting, recycled within the community and within the surrounding areas. And a lot of people are, being able to, get nice pieces of furniture that they maybe otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford, or people that are just looking for a good deal, because we do have a wide variety of things come in. And, a lot of times in the summer, when people are, closing up their garage sale for Saturday, they know that we close it too. So between 1 and 2, we oftentimes get a flood of items coming in. But I believe the really important thing, though, is that we're raising money, obviously, for our projects, but we're also keeping things out of the landfill.
Well, Eber, thank you for what you and all the other volunteers do. If you're out listening, go by the Restore. It's on the south end of the mall here in Hayes. They're having, I'll say not a closeout, but they have some big discounts to get the store empty so they don't have to move so much stuff to their new location. Eber, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for your work at Habitat for Humanity.
Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you very much.
Eber Phelps, our guest today on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. Our program is brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for joining us for Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Join us right here next week for another episode with host Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.